4. The Michael Bestowals. There are 7 groups of bestowal creator sons, and they are so classified in accordance with the number of times they have bestowed themselves upon the creatures of their realms. They range from the initial experience up through 5 additional spheres of progressive bestowal until they attain the 7th and final episode of creature creator experience. Avonal bestowals are always in the likeness of mortal flesh, but the 7 bestowals of a creator son involve his appearing on 7 creature levels of being and pertain to the revelation of the 7 primary expressions of the will and nature of deity. Without exception, all creator sons pass through this 7 times giving of themselves to their created children before they assume settled and supreme jurisdiction over the universes of their own creation. Though these 7 bestowals vary in the different sectors and universes, they always embrace the mortal bestowal adventure. In the final bestowal, a creator son appears as a member of one of the higher mortal races on some inhabited world, usually as a member of that racial group which contains the largest hereditary legacy of the Adamic stock which has previously been imported to upstep the physical status of the animal origin peoples. Only once in his 7-fold career as a bestowal son is a Paradise Michael born of woman, as you have the record of the Babe of Bethlehem. Only once does he live and die as a member of the lowest order of evolutionary will creatures. After each of his bestowals, a creator son proceeds to the right hand of the Father, there to gain the Father's acceptance of the bestowal and to receive instruction preparatory to the next episode of universe service. Following the 7th and final bestowal, a creator son receives from the Universal Father supreme authority and jurisdiction over his universe. It is of record that the divine son of last appearance on your planet was a Paradise creator son who had completed 6 phases of his bestowal career. Consequently, when he gave up the conscious grasp of the incarnated life on Urantia, he could and did truly say, "It is finished." It was literally finished. His death on Urantia completed his bestowal career. It was the last step in fulfilling the sacred oath of a Paradise creator son. And when this experience has been acquired, such sons are supreme universe sovereigns. No longer do they rule as vicegerents of the Father, but in their own right and name as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. With certain stated exceptions, these 7-fold bestowal sons are unqualifiedly supreme in the universes of their abode. Concerning this local universe, all power in heaven and on earth was relegated to this triumphant and enthroned Master Son. Creator sons, subsequent to the completion of their bestowal careers, are reckoned as a separate order, 7-fold Master Sons. In person, the Master Sons are identical with the Creator Sons, but they have undergone such a unique bestowal experience that they are commonly regarded as a separate order. When a Creator deigns to effect a bestowal, a real and permanent change is destined to take place. True, the bestowal son is still and nonetheless a creator, but he has added to his nature the experience of a creature, which forever removes him from the divine level of a creator son and elevates him to the experiential plane of a master son, one who has fully earned the right to rule a universe and administer its worlds. Such beings embody all that can be secured from divine parentage and embrace everything to be derived from perfected creature experience. Why should man bemoan his lowly origin and enforced evolutionary career when the very gods must pass through an equivalent experience before they are accounted experientially worthy and competent, finally and fully, to rule over their universe domains?